This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, Catfish Bubblegum, and Pro Angler Tackle. Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Gary Schnabel. Now, Gary is with the Patriot Sporting Challenge. There's an event coming up down at Lake Fork in October. Actually, it's October the 6th through the 7th, the Lake Fork Sporting Challenge. Gary has got all the details. I want all of you folks to know about it. It's a great cause. It brings money in that helps the families of veterans. I know that. But, Gary, thank you for taking a little time, and maybe you can explain to all of us exactly when, you know, the Lake Fork Sporting Challenge is going to happen and all the good that it does.
Be happy to, thanks, Luke, for giving me this opportunity. as Luke mentioned, I'm the executive director for the Patriot Sporting Challenge, and in October of this year, on the 6th and 7th, we will be presenting a very unique program that will benefit our veterans, and in fact, it is called the Lake Fork Challenge. The activity involves a man-cave's weekend, if you will, of sporting events on that Saturday and that Sunday, where the participants have an opportunity to enjoy fishing, shooting, and golfing. And I'll get into those details just in a few moments. But we'd very much like the all of you to consider getting this on your calendar. I don't think you want to miss this event, because it will be not only a fun time, but a time where people can participate to a very great cause, because everything that we raise after we pay for expenses, so the entire net contribution goes to the Folds of Honor. And many of you probably know what the Folds of Honor is all about, but just in case you do not, it is a veterans organization, a charitable organization, that basically provides 100% of its contributions to the legacies left behind by a killed or severely wounded veteran. No greater cause can be supported than helping the kids out that are left behind by a father or a mother, for that matter, that has been severely injured or killed, giving us the liberties that we so much enjoy in our country. The event itself, I think, will give every sporting individual that likes outdoor activities, I said, some great fun. On Saturday, starting very early on Saturday morning, we will start with a joint meeting and breakfast with all the attendees that are taking part in the event, and they will be provided with discussion and rules and everything that's happening with the 2 days' activities. And right after we're done with that at breakfast, two of the four-person member teams will head to the shooting range and be participating in a modified three-gun shoot, something that every shooter really enjoys doing. There will be shooting with skeet, handgun, and rifle. And the events will be, some of them will be timed and accuracy calculated. Others, like skeeting the shoot, will not have a time portion to it. But 25 skeet, 25 handgun, and 25 rifle shots to count towards their score. And of the two people from each team, the two individuals in the shooting event in each team, we will pick the best scores from one of them, kind of like a best ball shoot, if you will, and that will be used to calculate their score. Now, following that, Saturday afternoon we'll present with a social hour and team building time starting at 4 p.m. After everybody's done with the shoot, everybody will return to the links at Land's End, which will be the headquarters site for our event, and participate in some great food live auction, two excellent speakers. Our keynote speaker, we're very proud to support this year and say is coming, is a gentleman by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Many of you may recognize him as a war hero. He was also a congressional representative for our country in the state of Florida and now resides in Dallas. And he's also been a commentator frequently on the Fox News Channel nationally and locally. And we're just excited to have him here to be our keynote speaker. Following that, we will have entertainment, and that will conclude the evening. And then the next morning on Sunday, we will take the four-member team and divide them up into two partners that will be fishing on the lake for the best five-stringer weight in largemouth bass. And the other two, while they're doing that simultaneously, will be playing a scramble format on the links at Land's End. And then we'll follow that up with awards on Sunday afternoon. The overall grand champion will be crowned, and that will be the team of the four-member team that has the largest accumulation of crewed sport scores in each one of the sporting activities for shooting, golfing, and fishing. And we will be rewarding prizes and a lot of great merchandise to many others that qualify in the top five or six in each one of these events as well. So all in all, it's going to be a great fun time. That is important, but the most important thing is the dollars and cents that we raise for a great cause for these kids' scholarships. It's just a phenomenal opportunity to give these young people a chance for an education, since there's rather limited resources for so many of these kids. And we're proud to say that last year was our inaugural year, and we provided the Folds of Honor with a check for $100,000 to go towards a scholarship for those kids. So we're excited about this year again, and I'll kind of stop there, and if you've got some questions, because I went on quite rapidly with a lot of things, I'll be happy to answer them, Luke.
Gary, you did an excellent job describing what the event is like, how it's going to unfold, and in just a bit, I'm going to get you to give some information to all of us so that we can connect with it, and, you know, if we want to participate or learn more about it, I'm going to get you to give some information there. One thing that that really impressed me, you know, I'm an old outdoorsman. I've hunted and fished all my life. I know absolutely nothing about golf, and there's going to be other people like me that might be, you know, great golfers. There might be some. There's going to be some that fish all the time, great fishermen, but they don't know what a, you know, how to zero a rifle. You can, these teams, they can use their skill levels best suited, right? I mean, if you're a good shooter, you can shoot. You don't have to do it all. I believe that's right. Is that?
You are absolutely correct, Luke. There is going to be cross participation and some strategy and aligning and getting your teams put together. The only thing that will be mandatory of the four-member team, two of them must shoot, and they must decide who that's going to be. And then once that's determined, the other second decision is that two of them will fish and two of them will golf. So there is a duplication of activity between shooting and either that combined with golfing or fishing, but that's as complex as it gets. It won't be that difficult to pull together.
Excellent. Well, we've got a couple minutes, Gary. I want to give you the opportunity to connect folks with this, and I promise folks, and Gary too, as we get closer, you're going to hear a lot more about this event right here. So I'm 150% behind it, but this is not the only opportunity you're going to have to learn about it. How do they learn more, Gary? Website or whatever?
The best opportunity is to get on our website, which is patriotsportingchallenge.org. And we also have a social media site, which is patriotsportingchallenge the email site to get to me is patriotsportingchallenge@gmail.com.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm.
And there is an 800 number. It's 855-772-2017. I'll repeat that. It's 1-855-772-2017, and we'll be happy to answer any questions anybody might have if they do not find the answers to their questions on the website.
Gary, a great job, and I know a lot of people that this is the first time they've heard about this, so it won't be the last, and we'll get you back soon. How about it?
Well, that's great, and we look forward to having you participating, and I know you're going to be here too, so it'll be a great chance for people to meet you.
Well, I enjoy those type of events for many reasons. One of them is I do get to meet some folks that maybe read my writing and also, you know, listen to our radio shows. Thanks a lot, Gary.
You're welcome, Luke, and you have a great day.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.
Hey, y'all, this is Bradley Doyle with Bradley's Guide Service and inventor of Catfish Bubblegum. I'm a catfish and crappie guide here on Lake Conroe, Texas, and I make my living fishing for catfish, sometimes two trips a day, and I prefer my Catfish Bubblegum No Stink Catfish Bait. All day long, I'm baiting hooks and catching fish, and at the end of the day, the last thing I want to smell like is something rotten. I can assure you that this stuff works, and if you're more interested in it, then you can go to catfishbubblegum.com.